The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, for tonight's happy hour theme, what I would like to offer and lead us in is appreciating the practice of tethering the mind in the present moment ever so gently as an act of kindness, as a practice of kindness. So what I mean by that is a lot of times our minds go to the past that cannot be changed, because of conditions were exactly as they were. So whatever arose in the past, it had to happen exactly the way it did. But our minds go into the past and try to revisit what happened, try to redo it, try to bargain, try to say, what if? When it's not wise, it's not helpful. Similarly, our minds sometimes go into the future with a sense of worry and fear. Oh, what if that happens? What if that does not happen? Trying to go through all different scenarios in order to have a sense of control into a future that cannot really be controlled. That's the beauty of it. That's the charm of being human. That's the delight, the awe-inspiring nature of being human. So, as an act of kindness, to keep the awareness, to keep the attention close in our heart, close in our bodies, close in what is happening right here, right now, and offering up the past that cannot be changed without restlessness and worry, and similarly offering up the future that hasn't come yet, and finding a sense of spaciousness and ground and stability in a fullness of presence, of what is here right now, what is arising right now, and allowing a sense of trust, a sense of stability, a sense of goodness, of what is here right now, to give us the sense of dignity, stability, trust, confidence, to face whatever the next moment might bring. So by turning towards the present moment fully, turning fully towards embracing, opening up to what's right here, right now, we find a lot of resourcefulness that we would not find if we are lost in the past or worrying about what might not be here. We can lose our mooring. We can lose our stability. So by offering ourselves a sense of refuge in the present moment, to see that as an act of kindness, to see that as an act of care, as an act of metta to ourselves, to our own hearts, to our own minds, by gently bringing ourselves back to the present moment. So what I will incorporate today in the guided meditation is seeing this presence, the sense of presence, as a radical kind act to ourselves, not as a discipline of come back mind, come back attention here now. No, not at all, but really as a way of self-care. It's how we really care for ourselves, for our own hearts, for our own minds. By being here, by being right here, right here, right here, sweetie, right here. Right here where it's fresh, where it's full, where every moment is a new arrival and a new cessation. Right here where it is so rich, where everything is unfolding here instead of a past and a future that are more hypothetical. So with that as the invitation, I'd like to ask us to get comfortable in our meditation posture. If you need to move, this is the perfect time to make yourself comfortable, settling. Settling in your body. Landing, letting go. So much has come before today. Offering up all of that as an act of kindness, as an act of care to yourself. Offering that up and landing, arriving. With the felt sensations of this body first. As an act of kindness, turning the attention to the breath, to the movement of the breath. Through the body, as it fills your lungs, your abdomen, your whole body. As an act of care, turning towards the sensations, turning attention, awareness to the pulsations, this body breathing, pulsating. With each out breath, softening and relaxing, letting go. Of any holding in the body in terms of tension, letting go of any holding in the mind. Noticing how turning the attention to the breath, to the body in this moment, is an act of love, act of care. Letting yourself land. Relax into as your body relaxes, softens. Letting awareness relax into the spaciousness of this moment. Arising and passing. The breath with its fullness. The sensations of the body. In their immediacy. And opening further to sounds. With spaciousness within you and all around you in this moment. Sounds arising and passing. The sound of my voice. The ambient sounds. And if you find at any point the mind resting on the thoughts of the past and the future, you have a couple of options. If you notice there is an entanglement, if there's an entanglement, maybe smilingly, lovingly, offering up the thoughts for now as an act of love, as an act of care, with gentleness. Inviting the awareness to rest. And what's arising, the immediacy of the present moment experience, the body, breath, sounds. And if there's no entanglement with the thoughts, with thinking, if they're just wafting through, and there's a sense of presence with goodwill and care for yourself, stable, the present moment, letting them coming and going, passing. And the spaciousness of the care and the love of being passionately, lovingly, wholesomely resting being awake in the present moment. Can you relate to resting in the present moment as an act of love and care for yourself? And if if so, how? Can attending, being aware of every in and out breath, be like a love letter that you're writing to yourself every moment with each breath. As different sensations call your attention in your body, sensations of your sit bones contacting the chair, your hands touching your lap or each other. Sensations of the breath or whatever other sensation calls you. Could you see the brushing these sensations with awareness as an act of care and love for yourself? Oh, dear body. I care for you so much. I pay attention. I shower you with my attention, with awareness. As an act of care in this moment. For this being that is me. And if you feel any resistance with that, see how you would pay attention if someone you cared about. How you would attend to their needs, to their physical needs. And see if you can do that for yourself. As an act of care, metta, friendliness and love for yourself. Can awareness and love be intertwined? Can your love have awareness? Filled in it. Your awareness. Be filled with gentle, tender care. What if hearing, listening to the sounds arising and passing in this present moment, meeting the sounds, is considered an act of love, meeting them with your awareness? Maybe the sounds appear like graceful love notes from the universe, holding you, supporting you in this moment. Could love imbue the awareness internally and externally? Not so much as it doing. But you are doing it. Awareness is present. You can't turn your awareness off, even if you tried. But simply noticing that the act of paying attention in this particular way is an act of love, act of care. Perhaps seeing it just for 1 second. And as we come to the end of the sitting, turning the awareness from internal to external, the sense of awareness of all the people who are present with you virtually right now practicing. Offering your awareness to them as a sense of care, like a silent greeting, Hello, I'm glad you're here with me today, right now, practicing together in community. In silent, yet heartfelt, heartful community. And all the beings everywhere. Practicing or not. Living, breathing in this moment on this earth. Offering your awareness as an act of care, an act of love, friendliness. To all beings everywhere. Thank you all. So, attention as an act of love, as an act of care, and resting and awareness in the present moment as a radical act of care and love, taking care of ourselves. Especially in this crazy time that humanity is facing. If you like to share a word or two about what's coming up for you, you can raise your hand. I can unmute you, or you can just type it in the chat window and I will read them out loud. I think what's coming up for me is just gladness, happiness, sense of connection and gratitude. For this moment, as complex as it is, sitting and practicing with you, there's a deep appreciation of humanity. In all its joys and its sorrows is what's arising for me. Yeah, Richard, please, I'm going to unmute you. Whoops. There we go. Having trouble with unmuting here. There. Okay, you're unmuted.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. For me, when we first started out, I noticed that familiar sense of unsteadiness and like a ball moving in all directions. And I started feeling sleepiness, tension, pain in my shoulder that I hadn't acknowledged today. And I felt sort of a resistance too. But as I followed along with the breath, I would try to keep coming back to the breath, seemingly to no avail. But then I remembered kindness, and I kept just trying to hold all those things with kindness. And I think eventually it was the kindness that worked. And at the point when you said that one moment of presence, I did feel just something for the briefest microsecond of some, all I can say, it felt like some type of unification. And so having felt that, at least I know that it's there. So thank you.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that, Richard. Beautiful. Lovely. And Brent, shares in the chat, contentment is what's arising for him. And Mark, I like your mentioning the word spaciousness as an act of love. Ah, yeah. Me too. Sweet. Kim offers softness arising in this moment. Lovely. Nice. So, with this, now I invite us into a transition to practice in a few precious little minutes of sharing with each other in community. So taking the practice of offering kindness, this awareness as kindness and care, as love, and as Bhupal now comments, writing a love letter to yourself is so powerful. Thank you, Bhupal. I appreciate that. So taking this practice internally and seeing how it feels to now relate to another couple of human beings in this space. Just a couple of minutes of sharing, which is powerful and can be very different from your other Zoom calls. So if you're on the fence, I invite you to try it out. It's not very long, it's just a few minutes. And if you have decided tonight is not for you to share and connect in this way, in this brief way, it's perfectly fine to bow out right now as we transition into a few minutes of connection. So I'm going to let you make the decision, and I'm going to create the breakout rooms now. One, welcome back. Great. So we'd love to hear a couple of reflections, how the practice was tonight for you, either the first practice or the second practice of sharing a community with this idea of awareness as loving care for yourself and also offer it to others. And you can raise your hand and I can unmute you. Also let you unmute yourself for the last few minutes. What did you notice?
I'll speak. It was wonderful. It was a quick way to stay present. It's like giving myself metta. Not sure how to explain it. I guess it was kind of only one step. It wasn't, I'm thinking about that, come back. It was thinking, I'm here. Thinking, love myself. So it was, a shorter connection.
Yeah. Thank you. I think what I'm hearing and what you're sharing is with metta, with care, with love being infused in the awareness, it doesn't seem like it's two steps to remember to be kind to myself. It just, just the fact that I'm attending to myself or attending to others, it's, I see, that is an act of kindness. Wow. It's simpler than I thought. It's right in there. Is that what you were experiencing, Kim?
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that is beautiful. Lovely. Thanks. Trudy, you have yourself unmuted, please.
I do, yes. I just want Yuka taught us that you don't have to speak a lot of English to connect and bring kindness to a group.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, that warms my heart.
Mine too.
Thank you for joining tonight, this morning, or whatever time zone you're in, Yuka. That's so sweet. It's so lovely. Thank you. Aw, it's very sweet. Lovely. Well, it's 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's lovely to end on that note, that you definitely don't need to speak any English to participate, especially in the sharing and bring a sense of care and love and connection to the community. So whatever language you speak, whatever is the language of your heart, thank you for joining all of us and joining each other in this community and practicing care, awareness, and love for yourself and for each other. May all beings, may everyone have happiness, goodness, peace, ease, safety. Thank you all. My heart is buoyed. Bye.